Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the show where you discover the way to real wealth. If you know your passion, tune in and learn to use it to build better health, more wealth, and to cultivate fruitful relationships. If you don't know your passion, we've got you covered. Tune in and listen as Pat Counsell and special guests share techniques and strategies that will inspire, enlighten, and educate you. Get take action tips you can use to really create your dream lifestyle and build a lasting legacy. Get ready to start living the life you want and deserve by learning wealth principles that have been around for centuries and hear from real people who are making them work today. Now is your time to do life with power. Here are a few words from the host of Designing Your Life Today, Pat Counsell.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is Pat Counsell, your host. And over the next 30 days, we're going to be talking about how to achieve real wealth. You're going to get some amazing insight on what it really means to have wealth and increase your health and to cultivate more fruitful relationships. And it's going to be so awesome. And we're going to give you 30 days of absolutely free, wonderful, beneficial, exciting information. And they're going to be techniques and strategies that you can use. We're going to have some resources for you on our website, designyourlifetoday.com. So remember to stop by our website and check it out. So why am I doing this? I'm doing this because, well, first of all, I know what it feels like not to have. And I know what it took to become successful in life, to get the wealth and to have better health and to cultivate fruitful relationships. So I know what it feels not to have any of that. And I took the time to learn what I needed to do to be better, to take my life to the next level and to constantly take it to the next level. And so I learned the ups and downs of everything. And I thought, you know what, why not share it with you guys? Because there's so many people out there who want the wealth and they want the better health and they want those fruitful relationships. Even people who say they don't need friends, everybody wants to feel like somebody cares about them and somebody really loves them. So that's why I decided to share. I was taught certain things, and those things did not include being wealthy. And so I've learned some different principles, and these are very solid principles that have worked over time, and I want to take the time to share with you. So we're going to do that over these next 30 days, and we're going to have some fun with it. And you know what? Some of you guys will probably get some amazing results within 30 days. Now, sometimes it takes longer than that, but some of you are going to get some amazing results. So you can share it on our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/designyourlifetoday. Click that like button if you haven't liked our page already, and post some of the results that you're getting, some of the insights. One of the keys to wealth is to share and to connect with other people and to say something that might inspire someone else. We have a tendency nowadays to want to keep everything to ourselves, but it's okay to share. There's enough to go around. Hey, before we jump right into our show for today, I want to remind you guys to register to receive info about all our great, absolutely free webinars that we have coming up that are designed to help you learn to monetize your talents. It's designed to help you move any obstacles that are preventing you from becoming your best and achieving the wealth that you know that you deserve to have in your life. You're going to learn so many great things on those webinars. So get registered for those. You can go to designyourlifetoday.com/webinars. Also, register for our newsletter and find out about some of those amazing guests that we have coming up. I mentioned some of those guests on, I think, Thursday and Friday shows last week. So check it out, and you can hear about some great guests. We've got more great guests that are committing to come on our show just to share their success stories with you so that you can travel or make your journey and be more informed. You can also subscribe to our RSS feed so you never have to miss one of our powerful episodes. Listen, if you want a great life, you have to take the time to design it. So join us as we give you the techniques and strategies to do life with power. All right, let's get to our show. Good morning again. This is Pat Council, and we're going to talk about how to expand your capacity to receive. On Friday, I talked about expanding your capacity to receive, and it's a lot to take in. So I thought, you know what? Let's do a part two. And this time, let's talk about how to expand your capacity to receive. Now, I gave you some information on how to do that on Friday, but let's break it down a little bit more. I think once we can all understand how to expand our capacity to receive, it becomes easier to achieve wealth. It becomes easier to achieve the goals that you set in your sales business, in any kind of business that you have. If you have a job, if you want to get promoted, it becomes easier just to set those kinds of goals. But I just want to give you guys a quick reminder to go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com/sponsors. We've got some great sponsors there for you. If you have a small business and you're listening to this, you can get your small business credit report and see what's going on with that. You can also get a personal credit report through TransUnion and one of our other sponsors, Cloud9 Living. And with Valentine's Day that's coming up and different birthdays. My birthday is next month, and there are several of my friends and my brother's birthdays in this month, January. So Cloud9 Living, they have some amazing gifts and unusual gifts that people will love receiving. So go there and check those gifts out. You've got over 2,000 gift ideas to choose from. All right, let's talk about how to expand your capacity to receive so that you can get enough to pay for all those great gifts. First of all, when we talk about expanding your capacity to receive, there are certain things that if you understand certain principles about wealth, that you will achieve whatever it is you set out to achieve. Now, wealth is about, it's not just money. It includes your better health. It includes the supportive and fruitful relationships that you build. So it includes a lot of a good quality lifestyle, I should say, if I had to wrap it all up in a nice, neat package. So when you understand these different principles, because one thing about principles never change. Ideologies change, philosophies change, those old wives' tales, they seem to be sticking around. Those are not principles. Those are just superstitions that are just annoying and they hold you back. But principles, true principles, they do not change. And when you can actually get the principles to well, you can use them in almost any arena and get to where it is you want to be. So with that being said, throughout the next few days, as I said, we're going to do this for 30 days and we're into our second week. So if you missed any of our shows talking about wealth, then go and check those out from last week, the last week's episodes, and get the downloads, the free resources that we have for you. And with that being said, let's kind of continue on. All right, how to expand your capacity to receive is what we're talking about today. And the first thing I want to talk about is to focus on the word enlarge. Now, last week, I gave you several different categories as it relates to expanding your capacity to receive. If you missed those, I talked about them on Friday's episode. Now, you can go back and listen to that. All right. But one of the words that I gave or I talked about was enlarge. So when we talk about enlarge, what we're talking about is enlarging your territory. So when we say enlarge your territory, we're talking about enlarging your heart. And you say, wait a minute, when you talk about enlarging my territory, isn't that more land, more money, more stuff? Yeah, it includes that. But in order to get the more land, the more money, and the more stuff, and have that quality lifestyle, it starts with you learning to enlarging your heart. Now, we're not talking about your physical heart, because if you enlarge that, you're in trouble. So we're talking about your spiritual heart, if you will. It's funny that people don't like to talk about their spiritual side a lot. And you don't have to necessarily talk about it with other people. If you're in a great group, though, it will come in handy and it does work out. But I want to say this to you. Without understanding your spiritual side, your prosperity, it's going to be limited if you have it at all. And you want it. So you really want to understand what this whole spiritual self is all about. Some people think that they don't even have a spiritual self, but we'll get into that in another show in the future. Your spiritual self is connected to your soul and your body. So that means that all three of those have to work together. So that's why it's important for you to develop your spiritual side. Now, your spiritual side, you develop that by study. I develop mine by studying the Bible, and that's kind of the platform that I'm standing on. So you develop it by studying the Bible, by not, and we're not talking about simply going to church and relying on your pastors and listen to what they say, and then you go home and you do absolutely nothing. We're talking about studying the Bible on your own, because the funny thing about that is I listen to people sometimes, and they get upset with their pastor because the pastor said something and they acted on it and it didn't quite work out for them. And so, you know what, instead of getting upset with the pastor, you know, when things don't work out, you know, understand what's going on here. It's not working out because you didn't work it or because you didn't know how to work it. So you really have to put that time in. And so it's about studying the Bible. It's about having your quiet time, meaning meditating so you can hear what's going on, you know, in your spirit. And so it's about you really just paying more attention to what's going on around you in your life. And that's not in the sense of watching the news. We're not talking about that. I'm talking about you paying attention to your life. So when you are quiet, you are meditating, you know what to pray for. And so prayer is another part of that. You know what to pray for and you know who to pray for. And if all else fails, hey, listen, pray for this entire world. Yeah, we all need it. I'm just saying. So anyway, your spiritual side is about those things, the Bible, prayer, and meditation, and things that really feed your spirit in a positive manner and leads to growth. And it strengthens your soul in a sense, which is the next one. When we talk about enlarging your territory, as I said, you've got to connect your spiritual side to your soul and your body. So when we talk about your soul is made up of your mind, your will, and your emotions. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to be super smart or tough as nails because your will is so strong, or that you have to be soft as a little flower when it comes to your emotions. The short answer is that it means that you have to kind of learn to use your imagination, because that's a big deal. That's something that we have. And if you are a Bible reader, you know the value of the imagination, because there are scriptures in there that talk about the imagination and the effect that they can have on your life. So the thing is that it means that you have to learn to use your imagination, but at the same time, you have to learn to control your imagination and imagine the things that you really want for your life. Allow yourself to think on those things and to want those things and to see those things. So that's what we're talking about here. And also, when we talk about your will, you know, have the discipline to stay the course. And when we talk about emotions, have enough love to follow through and carry out your purpose, as well as having emotional control. Now, when we say have enough love to follow through and carry out your purpose, then what we're saying is that you have special talents. You have special gifts. You are here for a purpose. So, you know, love yourself enough, love your family enough, and love people that you don't even know enough to share your gifts so that you can contribute into the lives of others. In other words, love your fellow man enough so that you can do what it is you came here to do. And when we talk about emotional control, well, we're talking about not being excessively angry and, you know, getting upset at the tiniest little thing and getting offended at the drop of a hat and always having your guard up because you are protecting yourself against your best. So it is important that you pay attention to those three components which make up your soul. And that's your mind, your will, and of course, your emotions, which is a big deal. As a matter of fact, that's why when I talk about four power cores, I kind of give the emotions a category all its own. Mind, body, emotions, and your spirit. And so I give them all, you know, I give the emotions a category, because that's a big deal when it comes to you actually manifesting. Listen, if you're a person who gets angry, if you're a person who gets offended easily, if you're a person who is a jealous person, you're envious and then you're not going to manifest a lot because you don't know how to connect with people. You don't know how to work with people. And here's the thing, the money that you want, somebody else has it. I'm just saying. Okay. So now, the other one is your body. So let's talk about that. You know, you want to take care of your body, but when we talk about, or I should say physical, okay, the body is the physical. And so when we talk about the physical aspect, it's not just your body. But let's start with the body. So the body, it's hard to keep your self-esteem and your confidence up when you don't feel good about the way you look. When you don't feel good about how you treat your body, when you don't feel at your very best because of the foods that you're eating and you just aren't healthy. Here's the funny thing about people is that sometimes, you know, people run to the doctor to get all this medicine. Oh, doctor, doctor, make me feel good so I can go back and keep the same health habits I always had. Doctor, I don't want to change anything. I just want to be able to eat what I want and take a pill. Well, yeah, listen, that doesn't quite cut it. So you want to take care of your body. And here's the thing, too, when we talk about the body, as I said, it's not just like it is your physical body, but we're not just talking about just your physique. We're talking about the fact that your body, it's not just about fitness. It's about your social interactions and your relationships with other people. So when we talk about your social interactions and your relationship with other people, and then what we're saying to here is that, listen, you can be the healthiest person in the world, but if you're rude and you're mean and you can't connect with other people, you can't get along with anybody, you're still not healthy. Your physical person is still not healthy because as human beings, that's how we're meant to, what we're built for. We're built to connect with one another. We're built to love one another. We're built to get a hug. We're built to hold hands. We're built to come to each other's rescue at times. And so my point is that your social interactions, we're built to laugh and hang out sometimes and just have some fun. And if you don't have that going on in your life, I can assure you that over time, you know, you're not going to feel so good about yourself. You're not going to feel good about your body, your physical person at all. I mean, you're not even going to feel like some people who complain, oh, I hate the people on my job. Then take a look at you. Because here's the thing. If you hate one or two people, all right, I get it. But if you hate all of them, yeah, I'm just saying, may not be them. Not here to judge, just pointing something out. So when we talk about that, your body, we're talking about your social interactions and your relationships. Are they fruitful? What are you cultivating? You know, this is a big deal because if you don't have enough of what you want, it's because you haven't built enough fruitful relationships. Whenever I find myself lacking in the past times and I haven't had enough, you know what I realized? I realized at that point in my life was that, wait a minute, the only reason that you ran out of something is because you either stopped working and you stopped working because I'm self-employed. You stopped working because you didn't have enough people to work with. You didn't keep cultivating relationships. You didn't keep building on what you already had. And not only that, I had to look at kind of, okay, and it's not just about connecting with people so you can make money. Sometimes you connect with people so you can learn something new. You connect with people so you can expand kind of your knowledge base. And when you can expand your knowledge base, now you start to see, wait a minute, times are shifting, times are changing. So this is an area I need to start opening some doors in. And this is a mentor. I need another mentor now. I need to go to another level. The same mentor I had 5 or 10 years ago will not work today. For example, I talked to one of my mentors. I hadn't talked to him since last year and early last year. And I talked to him a few days ago and I thought, wow, the conversation, I've known him for probably 15 plus years. And he was amazing, an amazing mentor when I first got into business and I started in real estate. He was amazing. I was green. I didn't know anything. And he was just so willing to share. And he's in a different sales arena. However, he's a millionaire, multimillionaire, and he's just absolutely brilliant. And he was willing to share knowledge with me. And all of a sudden, you know, I started to blossom. I started to grow. I started to go to that next level because I was learning things that I didn't know that I didn't know. And so that was a great relationship, a great connection. But now let's fast forward to 15 years later. Okay, I'm just as good at sales as he is. And as a matter of fact, and I don't say this in an arrogant way, I'm actually better now. And I'm better because he stayed the same. He still has the same philosophies about sales. I don't. I've gone to a whole different level. And so my point is, when we talk now, it's a great conversation because now he's a friend. It's great talking to him. And I am forever, you know, just grateful to him for everything that I learned from him. But my point is that as time has passed, things have changed. And I realized, wow, it's time for another mentor on another level. Now, so that puts him in the friend category. So, I mean, you don't just toss people away, okay? Because, like I said, he and I are great friends. I genuinely like him. He's not just, he wasn't in my life just to be a mentor. So my point is that now he's in the friendship category, but now the category for a mentor is now open. So my next mentor, I will show up shortly, I'm certain. My point here is that you don't have enough of what you want. It's because you haven't built enough fruitful relationships. And if you need to get a new mentor, do that. If you need to get a life coach, do that. Listen, it is worth the money to spend on a life coach if that coach knows what they're talking about, if that coach knows what he or she is doing. Okay. And I'm not saying that because I'm a life coach, a certified life coach. It's not why I'm saying that. I'm saying that because even before I got certified, I was helping people and helping them go to the next level. And the other point I'm making here is I'm saying it because I know the value of it. I saw the path that these people traveled and I saw the outcome of their lives when they were put on a path and actually they held their attention, or I got them to kind of stay focused. Okay, so my point is, these are some of the relationships that you can build, but get a mentor, get a life coach. And also, we're talking about friendships too, because that's so valuable. So when we talk about the body, we're talking about the social interactions and the relationships. Now, here's something that you want to consider. You know, we can conclude that the body is all about all of the physical things and the physical aspects of life. And so when we talk about that, that would include actually your financial interactions. You know, how are your finances? Money is a physical thing. And so when we talk about that, how's your body of money? How are you prospering? You know, the Bible tells you, it says, beloved, I wish above all things that thy prosper as thy soul prospers. And we just a few moments ago found out that the soul is the mind, the will, and the emotions. So when all of these things are intact, now your physical life is going to start to expand, your capacity to receive. You're going to broaden your thinking, and all of a sudden, more things are going to come into your life. See, that's also about the body, not just your physical body, but the body is anything physical that, in a sense, is connected to you, your car, your house, more money. If you want that promotion, if you want to get that raise, if you want to increase in your business. And while this may sound very basic, listen, this isn't basic. This is why most people are not thriving, why most people are not making the kind of money that they want to make and that they actually deserve to make. So we conclude that the body is all about the physical things. And here's the thing. When you can understand how to become developed in these areas that I mentioned, your soul, meaning your mind, your will, your emotions, and your body and your spiritual side, when we talk about these, or when you can start developing in these areas, then you will begin to expand your capacity to receive. Why? Because here's the thing. When you actually start to start to develop in all of these areas that I mentioned, mind, will, emotions, your spirit, your body, when you start to expand in all of these areas, then all of a sudden your energy goes to a whole nother level. You're vibrating at a whole nother level. And at that point, see, the higher you can raise your vibrations, keeping in mind that everything is energy. So the higher you can raise your vibrations, and I want to point out something here. Prayer is will take your vibrations to a whole nother level. Being silent and still will take your vibrations to a whole nother level. And so when you can actually start to move your vibrations a lot faster, it makes your ability to magnetize whatever you want or whatever you're thinking about, I should say, come to you a lot faster. So if you are in fact following these, first of all, you don't have to really be too concerned with the fact that you're going to be thinking about something that's not going to bring you what you want, because you are going to think about the best at this point. Because when you start to develop your spirit, you start to know that you deserve the best and not what some politician or some stranger wants to give you. Okay. And there's nothing wrong with someone giving you something, because that's kind of what it's about too. And we'll talk about that in another show, but it's about, what can you manifest with what you've been given, even if somebody gives you something? And so when you can develop in these areas, now you're going to a whole nother level. You know, when we talk about developing your body, your soul, and all of this, this is how you prosper your soul. And in terms of following everything I just mentioned here, and of course, as your soul prospers, so will you. The key is to develop your spirit, and you're going to have the strength to develop your soul and the strength to develop your body. So start with your spirit first and follow that. It's funny that people get upset with the Bible, and I'm amazed. How is it you don't get upset with all of these other books that are out there? I'm trying not to judge. Well, let's just say, how is it you don't get upset with all the other books? And I'll just leave it at that. And these aren't the books that will build your spirit. Listen, motivational books are great because they will motivate you to the point of wanting to do something more, but they will not sustain you. When you build your spirit, you have a strong spirit, you will always be sustained, always. When adversity comes, you're going to be sustained. And that's what it's about. You're going to have ideas that will help you to overcome that. Now, I talked about enlarging, the word enlarge, enlarging your territory. Now, I just want to mention a couple more, and then we're going to wrap up for today. The other one is obedient. You want to be obedient and respectful of your talents. Listen, if you want to expand your capacity to receive, then you want to open your mind and you want to be obedient and respectful of your talents. Every single one of you have some kind of talent or gift. Doesn't matter what it is. And no talent or gift is small. All your talents and gifts, if you use them, they will bring you what you've always wanted into your life. Here's the thing. You have to be respectful of them, though, and obedient in the sense that you have to be willing to use them. Respectful in the fact that you recognize that you've been given such a great gift. Think about this. You know, a gifted athlete does not fill his body full of junk food. Okay, because if he did, well, he won't be playing long, or he may start playing again after that heart attack. But, you know, they don't. And here's the thing. I've never met a surgeon who was a boxer. You know, they have to protect their hands if they're going to be good at surgery, because the minute they start breaking their hands and cracking and breaking those knuckles, well, yeah, and I don't want them operating on me. And so it's really important. Now, when I was in high school, I had a friend, and his name was Tony, and Tony wanted to be a ballet dancer and an actor. And so his immediate goal was to get into the drama program at New York University. So every day, almost every day, he would practice. He would practice his dancing. He would practice. He was an amazing singer, and he had an operatic style voice, and he would practice his dramatic readings and acting and all of that. And so we always had fun, because in school, you know, I was in a part of the drama club or drama class, and I that was kind of my thing. So every day he would practice. Now me, I was thinking about becoming an actress, but not like he was. right? So I was book smart and back then. So I learned fast. I studied some. And then, you know, I would call Tony. I'd do my homework and call Tony to see if he wanted to hang out. And the answer was almost always no. Now, we did hang out sometimes, but it was almost always no. Why? Because he either had to go to ballet class or he had to go to his acting class, or he always had something to do that would help him to sharpen his skills. So this is a guy who knew what he wanted to do. He knew his talents and he had a lot of respect for his talents. He did get into NYU. And I went overseas and we lost touch because I went into the military later. But, you know, he knew his talents and he was obedient in the form of being disciplined enough to practice. And he respected his talents by being willing to develop them. Now, one more. And this is the final one as we wrap up for today. Think big. Think big, 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 big. You are who you think you are. So why not think you're someone special? I'm amazed at how people find it easier to put themselves down than they do to pick themselves up and put themselves up. Listen, it's not about going around bragging, saying, oh, I'm beautiful, I'm gorgeous, I'm lovely, I'm this, I'm that. But my goodness, if you're going to open your mouth and say something about yourself, make it good. And don't say, oh, I'm so clumsy, oh, I'm so this. When I hear people say that, it's like, oh, I cringe because I'm thinking, wow, do you know how amazing you really are? Each of us have gifts and talents. And I can assure you, if you want more in life, more money, more love, more anything, anything that's good, then start using your talents and learn how to use your talents. And you say, well, you know, if I didn't have this job and if I didn't have to take care of my kids, then you know, things, I'd be doing X, Y, Z. You know, I'd go for it. You know, well, there's always where there's a will, there's a way. Okay. And keep it in mind, will is one of the parts, components of your soul. So you have a will, right? And it has always, you know, worked for me and so many others too. And it's going to work for you too. I make my money using my gifts and talents. I can't say I always have, because in the military, well, I didn't think about gifts and talents then. But once I started using my gifts and talents, yeah, it started to work for me. And it can really not just bring you more money, but it can just bring you an overall better life. Well, that's all I have for you today. But listen, as we wrap up, if you would like to learn to monetize your talents, to discover your talents, to even get started on using your talents and go to the next level, because that's what they're there for. Know this, that when you start to use your talents, you are actually going to make someone's life better. Probably thousands, millions, who knows, right? And if you want to learn how to do that, then sign up to get more information about our free webinar that's coming up. And we'll send you the dates. And if you miss the webinar because of work or something, we're going to make sure you get a link to that webinar so that you can watch it and listen to it. And you can start to take some action that's going to finally give you the life that you want. Listen, if you are not a happy person, if you hate going to your job, you know, that job is probably for someone else. Now, that doesn't mean you should go and quit your job tomorrow. But what it does mean is that you should get a system and find out, you know, an exit strategy so that you can go to the life that you want. Start doing what you absolutely love. You're not here just to work and pay bills. What kind of life is that? Nobody wants to do that. I didn't like it when I was doing it. And I'm pretty sure, well, if you're not in a job that you like, then you don't like what you're doing either. You don't like just working to pay bills either. And let me tell you, when you start using your talents, you're going to make far more money than it takes to pay a bill. Okay. And as we say goodbye for today, I want you to remember to share these podcasts with a friend. And you can download them free. Just go to blog.designingyourlifetoday.com to download our shows. And you can also subscribe while you're on that page. And register to get our newsletter by going to designingyourlifetoday.com/newsletter. We're going to make that a little easier for you guys to find and register to get our newsletter. Hey, you guys, that's all I have for you today. And I just want to give you the kind of the lineup for this week. And so you'll know what's coming. Tune in tomorrow. We're going to talk about what you eat can actually increase wealth, you know, and that's going to be interesting. You're going to learn some really neat things about that one tomorrow. Remember, this is 30 days of understanding what it takes to have real wealth. So you're going to learn what you can eat can increase wealth. We're also going to talk about what company are you keeping? And is it time for you to take your friends for a test drive? It might be. And then we have a special guest, Prentella Bankhead. She's going to talk to you about how to stay focused and how to achieve. And finally, we're going to end with Friday with Be Quiet and Grow Rich. Remember, we have some amazing guests that are coming up, Dr. Venus Opal Reese. And we also have John Gordon. He's a best-selling author. Dr. Venus Opal Reese teaches women how to become millionaires because she's a multimillionaire. And so she's going to share with us all. And we have several other guests that I'll be announcing throughout the week. Hey, you guys, have an amazing day. Enjoy this magnificent Monday. Go to designingyourlife, facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday.com to check out the Power Focus Word of the Week. And I will be back tomorrow.